village and religious leaders in Vura sub-county, Arua district, are expected to step up in the fight against sexual and gender-based violence, and an initiative by Aga Khan Foundation. Agnes Badaru, the country gender coordinator, Aga Khan Foundation, says the need arose because of the rampant cases of gender-based violence in the communities.
We want to break the silence. For a long time, SGBV has been treated in our community here as something which should be discussed privately, and it has affected so many people. It is a very serious problem in the communities. So we thought by breaking the silence, creating platform for people to come together, start to converse openly on GBV, the risks associated to GBV, and also come up with solutions to address this vice in the community. We thought it was very important, and therefore we identified a community that is the Vura County, where we want to pilot this innovation, the Yokole innovation, and we have identified community leaders, especially the local council leaders, the religious leaders, the community opinion leaders, who always interact with communities in addressing such problems like gender-based violence.
Vura Sub-County Community Development Officer Juliet Asuwo stressed that rape is among the cases in the sub-county.
Meaning that he has agreed, he has consented, he has gone there fully knowing what he is doing. So it doesn't sound up very clearly like for the woman who has been forcibly raped.
Meanwhile, Ben Aiko Emmanuel, one of the participants, is optimistic that by the end of the training, they will be enriched and ready to be change agents in their respective communities.
By the time we are done, my knowledge about SGBV and GBV on how to prevent, to help the survivors and a way forward, how to be a champion both locally and wherever the opportunity may lead me, my knowledge should have been improved. The more you get knowledge and experience and share with people, with experts, I know my knowledge about this will go higher. In our group discussions, there were many questions. I believe many people will go with their questions and they'll be able to help their communities. I know by the time we are done with the 4 months exercise, there will be a positive change.